what that is?
Of course.
Which is?
The theme from I Love Lucy.
Yes, I think everyone knows that. And the reason why I play that, because you are thinking, why is he playing that? Were you not thinking that?
Well, whatever you say.
Well, it is just an opportunity for me to talk about Steve Dale's Other World, my podcast, because this is Steve Dale's Pet World, right? So Steve Dale's Other World, you can find that at WGN Plus. And the most current interview that I did is with Rick Nineking. Rick is a Lucy buff, and he finds, I don't know how he does this, but he finds bloopers, because when they recorded those shows, they did them live to taped in front of a live audience.
Actually film, but
filmed.
Yes,
you're right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You're totally right. And Lucy did not want to stop. She would keep going no matter what happened. And he had found all these little things. It's like, how do you find these things? Well, what are those things? You'll never watch I Love Lucy again quite the same way. And you can find that at WGN Plus. And just look for the podcast, look for features, because I am featurey, and you will find the latest podcast, which is about I Love Lucy and vintage television in general. And you can check that out. I hope you do. It is now 6:37 on WGN. Good morning. Steve Dale's Pet World is here, though. And when I saw this movie, I knew there was always not on the phone yet. Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I won't talk about that yet. Let me talk about The Dog Show. But the movie I'm going to talk about is Sergeant Stubby, An American Hero. I love this movie. It's coming out very, very soon, and we will talk to the director of the movie in just a moment. Now, Dog Show is on TV today. It is the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. It's on NBC and it's on at 12 noon in Chicago. And it's amazing because you have all these Hollywood stars that come out for the dog show, as well as, of course, dogs that happen to be stars, right? The stars with four legs. I love dog shows. I love the big dog shows. It's always entertaining to watch. And that is the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina. All right, now on the phone is Richard Lanny, the director of Sergeant Stubby, An American Hero. I salute you, Richard, for making a great movie. But, you know, this goes back more than a couple of years in our history. So how did you think, okay, I'm going to make this movie, an animated feature about a dog that was an American hero, but during World War One?
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I mean, it was the story was so inspiring when I came across it. I thought that we just have to tell it. I know it was a long time ago. It's a long forgotten period of American history, but it was significant, and the story was just so inspiring. I just thought, you know, people will want to see this.
And what inspired you about this true story, by the way? And I guess what we need to do is tell a bit of the story, because I don't know that most of the people listening now certainly are not old enough to remember Sergeant Stubby. So what is the story?
Well, I'm here in New Haven, Connecticut today because this was the home of Stubby. Stubby was a homeless dog here in New Haven, and he met with a bunch of soldiers who were training to go to the Great War. One soldier in particular, Robert Conroy, took a shine to him and adopted him, taught him how to salute, so every time he was caught on post by an officer, he would salute the officer.
Hold that. So in the movie, you show this animated dog, Sergeant Stubby, giving a little salute. And what you're saying is the dog could really do this in real life?
Absolutely. It's you know, this is all well recorded. He saved himself here. Every time he met an officer, he would salute the officer. He was caught on the ship going to France. He saluted the general. And he was an incredibly winning dog. It was just an amazing story. And here he was, this mutt. You know, it's like a... you know, his story is almost like a canine version of the American dream. You know, he was a stowaway going to France. He came back leading the parade.
Now, today we train dogs to be military working dogs, and they serve several life-saving purposes. And I'll tell you, if we talk for 10 minutes on the phone more, probably during that period of time, someone has been saved by a dog overseas. I mean, it is incredible what these dogs do today.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And Sergeant and Stubby, really, although unofficially, was probably one of the first service dogs like that. He was, you know, he went to France, he saved lives, he did all kinds of amazing things. So he was like the kind of early version, and these dogs are incredible.
Yeah, but he wasn't trained to do it, which is the interesting thing that I was getting to. And to do what? So when you tell now what Sergeant Stubby did, and you can even show all this in the movie, because the movie couldn't have been long enough to show all this. I mean, tell us what Stubby in real life did back during World War I.
Well, he had an amazing sense of smell, so he warned of incoming gas attacks. He warned American soldiers, French villages. In fact, the ladies of Chateau Thierry in France were so grateful to him for saving their lives on numerous occasions, they actually made him a special vest, which is preserved in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., as a thank you for all the times he warned them of incoming gas attacks. He also went out into the battlefield and located wounded soldiers and would stand by them and bark until the stretcher bearers came. He caught a German spy who was spying on the American positions, and for that he was made a sergeant in the U.S. Army.
And he ended up outranking. So the guy that found the dog in the first place, and they bonded, and then a Private Conroy, I believe, at the very beginning, he said,
ended up outranking him.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing. And this was a dog who was actually a sergeant and decorated by several presidents of the United States.
Absolutely. He met three sitting presidents. He led countless parades. And when he came home, his story was just an incredible. You know, he was just an amazing, amazing little mutt off the streets of New Haven, Connecticut. And today, we are here in New Haven because we are actually having another premiere in New Haven, which has been beautifully organized and national, because the 102nd Infantry Regiment, Stubby's Regiment, were part of the National Guard. They're turning up today with their orchestra, and I'm really excited about it. So, yeah, it's a wonderful story, wonderful, touching story. But it's a story about heart and friendship and courage, all those good things, you know. It's that kind of story.
Well, I think it's a story about all those things, yes. And also one more thing, the human-animal bond. And when we come
absolutely.
Back, yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about all of that, what this story is really about, and most importantly, where all of you can see the movie and when you can see the movie, which I very much recommend. I wrote a little review on my blog, which I'm sure you all go to religiously every day. And that is, you do too, right?
Yes.
Of course you do. And that is stevedale.tv. Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville has everything you need to keep your pet happy and healthy. Are you interested in pet adoption? Well, Dog Patch has placed over 400 rescue dogs. Now, I don't know that any of those dogs have served in the U.S. military or rescued any of us. Well, I'll tell you, anytime you rescue a dog, that dog rescues you in at least a small way. You can check them out at dogpatchpets.com, on Facebook at Dog Patch Pet and Feed, or visit them at, in the store, 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. You can save $5 per bag on all varieties of natural balanced dog food, 24 pounds or larger, the entire month of April. That's amazing. Richard Lanny, director of Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero. We will be back with him to find out when and where you can actually see this movie. It's a movie. This isn't something that we're not talking about a TV show or something you can get, I don't know, just out of those red box things. This is a feature film that you can see the old school way in a movie theater. And we'll tell you where you can see it when we come back. WGN, it's 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. Rick Pearson here talking politics after 7 o'clock. We are talking now with Richard Lanny. He is the director of an animated movie, but I'm telling you, it's for kids and for adults. It's called Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero. And Richard, I truly think that my mistake was I didn't buy stock in Kleenex before I went to the movie, because you do give us sort of an emotional roller coaster. We really get, you know what? I think we cannot help, and there's scientific proof, evidence of this. We have evolved with dogs, and we cannot help but bond with dogs. That's why those doggies in the proverbial window, we make, and we should not ever, but we do make impulsive purchases by buying dogs at pet stores. I mean, it doesn't take much for us to fall in love, even with an animated dog on a big screen. You know, it's incredible the way that works, but you also give that dog a personality, and you give that dog life in a way that is kind of surprising. This isn't just a caricature that you sometimes see in kids' movies, which is fine, it's entertaining. This is much more than that, I think.
Yeah, we spent a tremendous, because, you know, here's a dog that doesn't speak. I mean, people said to me the dog should talk, and I go, how ridiculous, who would he talk to? So we had this challenge of actually bringing him to life, giving him personality, and making him the star of the show without him speaking. So it was a real challenge, but our artists were absolutely wonderful. The lighting crew, he has his own key light. So no matter what the scene is around him, there's kind of like special lighting on the dog. And we really, you know, they did a fantastic job of bringing the dog to life. And even we spent 5 months designing his fur. Took 5 months to design his fur. But, you know, one thing I'd like to say is that we've been working with animal rescues across the country, 111 of them. And I always saw Stubby as the poster boy for dog adoption. And it's working really well. And I always felt that he would be a sort of force for good in that field. And that's certainly happening. And I'm really thrilled about that.
Yeah.
We are giving back to our animal rescue partners have supported them state by state. We're giving back a percentage of opening night box office to them to help with their shelters.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know who the rescue partner is in Chicago. I couldn't quite find it on the website, and maybe I was just looking in the wrong place, but I'm sure there is one. But the very fact that you're giving back to rescue is something, of course, I love. And what's not mentioned in the movie, but it's important to me, so I'm going to mention it. If you look at Stubby, the dog, in real life, if you Google some images or go to your website where you have images of this dog and what this dog looked like, because it was a real dog with a real story, you'd look at that dog and say, that dog's kind of like a pit bull. So here is a dog that was and truly was and deserved to be, for all those lives saved, innumerable human lives, a hero. And that dog was a dog we'd look at, and obviously a social dog, clearly, and a very smart dog, and you'd call that dog a pit bull. So I love that point, because it helps to maybe, I hope, dispel some notions of dogs we look at that are almost always mixed breed dogs, but they have a certain look about them, so we call them
bully breeds.
Yeah, then they're not even, I mean, they're mixed breed dogs today, so. Years ago, I would talk about this, and I'd say what I just said. Today, we can do, and it's been done, the genetic testing to demonstrate that these dogs are, after all, just mutts, but they have a certain look about them. A certain phenotype is the fancy word.
Right,
and
I've never heard that word before. Yeah.
It's fancy. Phenotype doesn't match genotype in dogs. So what a dog looks like doesn't necessarily match the breeds or mix of breeds or mix of mixes of mixes of mixes, because their parents were probably mutts and their parents were mutts and their parents were mutts.
But like all of us.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, where can people in general see this movie? I'm not asking for names of theaters.
Okay,
but
well, we AMC launched last week.
Oh, great.
You can go on Fandango, and you can put in Fandango, and it'll tell you where it's playing. We originally planned to launch on 3,000, but we're actually launching on 1,500 screens this week and then hoping to roll it out. So it will be everywhere, it'll be in every state, but the best place to go is Fandango. And as I say, AMC are actively promoting it.
What surprises you most about the response? People of all ages have, and that's something I can't say about every movie today, right? I mean, people have.
I always felt that this was intergenerational. I mean, as soon as we started seeing our social media, you know, that's our barometer, really, of how things are doing. So we would see grandparents saying, oh, got to take the grandkids. Parents going, oh, we've got to go as a family. Couples going, date nights, you know, and little kids going, and kids going, oh, I hope someone takes us to see this. So, you know, it's sort of intergenerational. You know, dog, he's a very cute dog. He's a very courageous dog. It's a beautiful, heartfelt story. And I feel incredibly privileged to be, you know, in this position telling his story, because this was an incredible being who just happened to have four legs, you know. But as I say, it seems to be intergenerational. And so we're getting a lot of interest from all ages.
And I think we need a little of this right now, too. And it's interesting because Isle of Dogs is also out. Don't mean to mention your competitors. On Netflix, we had Joe Camp, the creator of Benji, on the show. He's a good friend. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I don't know what it is this year. It's the year
of the Chinese year.
But I think it's more than that. I think maybe that's what has convinced producers to say okay. But the fact that people are seeing these movies, they're all feel good movies. And I think I haven't seen Isle of Dogs, but that's
all. I hear it's wonderful. I mean, yeah. Wes Anderson is a genius.
Yes.
And it's stop motion, which the thing about, sadly, I love stop motion, but it's one of these niche things that some people love and other people don't. They've so got used to this sort of staple of, you know, big studio CG. But it's, you know, he's an incredibly talented director, and I hear it's a wonderful movie. I will be seeing it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, neither have I, and I will be seeing it too. The one more thing I want to talk about before I let you run, and I appreciate you joining us so early in the morning. The relationship, the bond that Conroy, Private Conroy, has with this dog is palpable. I mean, you can feel that. And, you know, I try to find words often to describe the human-animal bond, and I fail. This movie does it without words.
Yeah, they were true buddies. They kept one another safe. They kept one another alive. And they were there for one another in the most incredible way. And, you know, Robert Conroy also, I'm in New Haven. I've been talking to people who knew the family, and there's still a lot of history here from that. You know, this dog played a major part of his life. You know, he was really defined a lot by this dog for most of his life.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, the name of the movie, Sergeant Stubby, An American Hero. You can find it exactly at movie theaters near you. You look up movies the way you typically look them up. You will find this movie, or go to Fandango and see the movie. It's a great movie. Anyone who listens to this show will appreciate the movie. Thank you for getting us up early with us, Richard.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Thanks for having me on the show, and I hope everybody enjoys it. Thank you.
They will. Thank you for making that movie. I mean, really, it is more than just the story about a dog who happened to be a hero. It is that, but it's also about friendship, and it's about the relationship that one person had and many of us have had with dogs over the years. Spring has arrived. Do you feel it? Well, it says here in the copy, spring arrived a couple of weeks ago. I don't think so. Maybe on the calendar it did, but not really. But it doesn't matter. Enters Freshwave Natural Odor Removers. Freshwave is no run-of-the-mill air freshener. You won't find any phony masking fragrances, that's for sure, or harsh chemicals in Freshwave products. Instead, you'll be using plant oils and water to completely, totally, fully remove odors safely. Natural, effective, it's the same science they've been using for almost 30 years now. At wastewater treatment plants, oil refineries, and landfills, no, Freshwave doesn't add to wastewater treatment plants and oil refineries and landfills, and they don't use stuff from those places like oil refineries. So, yeah, you could say they know what they're doing, and they've been doing it that way ahead of their time, really. So here's what you can do. You can head over to FreshwaveWorks.com/WGN720. You could read reviews, testimonials from real people like yourself. At checkout, enter this code. It's easy to remember, I think. WGN720, and receive 25% off your order. It's that easy. Promo code WGN720, and then you receive 25% off your order. That's FreshwaveWorks.com/WGN720. WGN 720. And don't forget to try Freshwave lavender products, available in gel, spray, and packs.